Good afternoon. This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, October 25th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Live on stage in Northwest Arkansas presents Legacy of Floyd Kramer, featuring grandson Jason Coleman, Sunday, October 28th at 2 p.m. in the Arend Arts Center in Bentonville. This performance will include a nostalgic lineup of country, pop, and easy listening standards, including many of Kramer's own hits. Tickets and more information are available by calling 855-9997 or visit the web, liveonstagenwa.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the Razorback Greenway gets closer to completion, the 20th Century Literature Club celebrates a centennial, and hats off to the Rogers Historical Museum. Before all of that, this reminder, this is the fall on-air fundraiser for KUAF, a time when we make it particularly easy for you to contribute to your public radio station. 800-522-5823. You can also pledge online at supportkuaf.com.
In the old days, families gathered around a huge radio in the living room to be entertained or informed. Today, radio is more of an individualized experience, often through a set of earbuds, a laptop, or a smartphone. Public radio still has an unparalleled ability to connect people through sound, ideas, meaningful stories, and reliable information to connect people right here in Northwest Arkansas and the River Valley. Public radio is a connector worth preserving. You can connect with us now by calling. Call to contribute. Call 575-5823, 800-522-5823, or contribute online at supportkuaf.com.
Rhonda and Katie, who were on the air for the past couple of hours, were very successful in meeting a new contributor challenge, and we're going to see if we can be as successful, Christina.
Let's do it.
Okay. Ro DeBrezzo, great friend of KUAF, has put up $250 to encourage new contributions to KUAF. So if during this hour of Ozarks at Large we hear from $250 worth of new contributors, perhaps five people at 50, two at 100, one at 50.
One at 250 and can start a new challenge.
Well, that's true as well. I like that positive outlook. Ro will match the $250 and it will be worth $500 to KUAF. Now, you may have been a contributor in the past and it's time for you to renew that contribution. You can do that as well easily. 800-522-5823, 575-5823. One of the things I think we're proudest of, and I think I can speak for our colleagues who also work on Ozarks at Large, is the breadth of topics and locations that we cover, try to cover every day on Ozarks at Large.
We do. I mean, today we have Fayetteville, Bentonville.
Right.
And Rogers.
Right.
Where else?
Well, we go to Evergreen Cemetery.
Right.
We're going to hear that
a
little bit later when you talk to a couple of the members of the 20th Century Literature Club. We try, you know, some things that are in our first segment here in just a moment include news from Van Buren and elsewhere. Mm-hmm. We try to get as much of the KUAF listening area into every edition of Ozarks at Large as we can. We've been able to do that and do it more consistently because of past support of public radio.
Right, right. I mean, we are able to. I mean, we have we have more staff now.
Right.
And it's because of contributions. So.
And we've been able to, over the years, increase our signal as well as create the smartphone app that lets you hear KUAF anywhere you are in the world and KUAF 2 and KUAF 3 and keep the programs that you enjoy, like Morning Edition, All Things Considered, and Talk of the Nation. If this is important radio for you, if this is part of your lifestyle, please remember all of these features cost money. 800-522-5823.
Or supportkuaf.com.
And thank you. This is Ozarks at Large. A group of doctors is voicing opposition to a medical marijuana proposal that is on Arkansas's ballot on November 6th. Members of the Physician Coalition Against Medical Marijuana spoke yesterday afternoon in Little Rock, saying that the measure has not been adequately researched. Dr. David Smith with Baptist Health Medical Center says he deals with patients suffering from pain every day and doesn't believe this is the solution.
When we get something from someone's garden or some loose group of medications, we don't know what's in it. We have enough problems in the hospital with knowing what people bring in. And you add that to another level with an addictive drug, you've got even more problems.
Several supporters of Issue 5 were at the press conference yesterday. Eric Camp suffers from AIDS and says he believes marijuana offers solid benefits.
I'm here for my partner that died 10 years ago, who would not let me go get him some medical marijuana because he was scared I'd get arrested. He suffered. And these doctors that don't even specialize in any of the conditions listed in this law, you know, this is political. It's not medical. It's not medical. Listen to your patients.
Another supporter says there are at least 75 Arkansas doctors who support medical marijuana, but are afraid of losing their jobs if they publicly support the proposal.
Yesterday, the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville released the 2012 Arkansas poll. The poll, conducted by the Diane Blair Center of Southern Politics, found that Mitt Romney leads President Barack Obama by more than 20 points in Arkansas. But more than 70% of those polled approve of the job that Governor Mike Beebe is doing. Additionally, 53% of those polled are in favor of enacting this half-cent state highway tax, while 53% are against legalizing medical marijuana. Other poll questions found that Arkansans are most concerned about the economy and health care, with each issue being ranked as a top concern for 47% and 15% of poll respondents, respectively.
Drivers who regularly travel Interstate 40 near Van Buren should be aware of a lane closure today. According to a release from the Arkansas State Highway and Transportation Department, westbound outside lane of I-40 will be closed until 3 this afternoon as crews paint an overpass on Highway 60 that crosses the interstate. The department asks that motorists exercise caution when approaching and traveling through the highway work zones.
Although it seems like the mass of motorcycles just left town, this morning dates were announced for next year's Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. The annual motorcycle rally will be held in Fayetteville and the surrounding area beginning September 18th through September 21st. The dates have been finalized now that the SEC football schedule is firmly in place. On the weekend of the rally, the Razorbacks will play Rutgers in
Piscataway,
New Jersey.
The men's Razorback golf team finished its fall season Tuesday at the Isleworth Country Club in Florida. Team finished 7th, 15 teams in the Isleworth Collegiate Invitational. Senior Austin Cook finished the tournament tied for 9th place, his highest finish for the fall season, and the third time in 5 tournaments he's led the Razorbacks. Though the team is finished with play this fall, the Razorbacks will return to the Lynx as a team in early February when they compete in the Gator Invitational in Gainesville, Florida.
A 70% chance for rain will be ending soon, clearing off later this afternoon with highs from 77 to 81. There's a 20% chance for rain this evening, with overnight lows from 34 to 41. Sunny for your Friday, but cooler, with highs in the lower 50s. Clear Friday night, overnight lows from 28 to 35. Sunny again Saturday, with highs from 55 to 59, and very chilly Saturday evening. Lows from 25 to 32.